As you probably know by now, last week, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden selected California Senator Kamala Harris as his vice presidential running mate. It was a historic selection, as Harris is just the second woman to be tapped as a Democratic vice presidential nominee since Walter Mondale selected Geraldine Ferraro as his running mate in 1984. Her selection is also historic, as Senator Harris is a multiracial woman of color. Her father, Donald Harris, was a Jamaican immigrant, and her mother, Shyamala Goplan, was an immigrant from India. They met as graduate students at the University of California, Berkeley, and even lived briefly right here in Urbana, as Donald served briefly as a professor of economics at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign when Kamala Harris was a toddler. Joining us now to discuss Kamala Harris and what her selection as Joe Biden's running mate means for women of color are Senator Jacqueline Collins, Illinois State Senator representing the 16th District, a member of the Illinois Legislative Black Caucus, and a delegate to the 2012 Democratic National Convention. Good morning, Senator Collins. Welcome to the 21st.
Yes, good afternoon, Brian.
And we also have Nisha Chittal, a journalist and editor at Vox and author of the recent article, The Kamala Harris Identity Debate Shows How America Still Struggles to Talk About Multiracial People. Nisha is also a U of I graduate. Hello, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So, Nisha, I want to start with you. Your recent article talks about Kamala Harris as a multiracial woman and goes into her biography a bit. You write that Harris's Indian mother raised her with an appreciation for Indian culture, food, and jewelry, but her mother also, quote, understood very well that she was raising two black daughters. That's a quote from Kamala Harris's 2019 book, The Truths We Hold. Can you talk about a little bit about her parents and why did her mother know she was raising her as a black woman?
Sure. Yeah. So her mother was an Indian immigrant. She came from India after graduating college. She came to California to attend graduate school at Berkeley. That's where she met Donald Harris, Kamala Harris's father. He was a black man. He was a Jamaican immigrant. And they, at the time in the 60s and 70s, that was, you know, during the height of the civil rights movement, and Berkeley and the area that they lived in was a very politically active area. The couple was very active in the civil rights movement there. Shyamala really sort of immersed herself in the civil rights movement and African-American culture of the time. When they had kids, they even brought their daughters to civil rights marches with them. And so she was very understanding of the fact that Black American culture was such a huge part of American culture, and also that her daughters, being half Black and half Indian, were always going to be perceived by American society as Black girls, as Black women, and that they were going to face unique struggles and challenges and unfortunately discrimination because of that. And so she talks about this in her memoir, as you mentioned. Her mother did try to raise them with an appreciation for Indian culture. She would take them to India to visit family and teach them about Indian food and all kinds of things. But she also, she knew that in America, her daughters would be perceived as Black women. And so she wanted to make sure that they were sort of prepared for the world that they were going to grow up in and live in.
Senator Collins, as a state senator and a member of the Black Caucus, I wonder if you can talk about what Harris's selection as a multiracial woman, as a Black woman, what does that mean to Democrats, to Black women, and specifically to Black women Democrats?
Well, I think, first of all, as mentioned before, as a biracial child of immigrants, I believe her selection reflects the changing face of America and basically embodies the Democratic Party of the 21st century. Hopefully, it also defines how we as a nation and as a party will move forward to become more inclusive and attract younger non-white voters, those who often feel marginalized in the public square. So basically, as a Black woman, basically, I believe that there's always been the intersectional impact of racism and sexism on women of color, but especially Black women. So Black women historically have been stereotyped, misunderstood, underestimated, and treated as second class in a white man's world. But Kamala's selection represents a validation, I believe, of the worth of women of color and the various contributions they can make, you know, whether they're running for office as politicians or hold office, or even if they want to become point persons or team leaders of political campaigns. But most, I think, for our younger generation, is very pivotal for them to serve as role models and mentors for other young women pursuing or thinking about pursuing a political office. So basically, I think that women have always been in the body politic. Usually women are the last ones to be invited into a room where decisions are being made, and they're the last ones to be consulted. So hopefully this gives insight and an avenue of access for women to be more engaged in the process and leadership in the public life, in the public square.
If you're just tuning in, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with State Senator Jackie Collins and Nisha Chital, who's a journalist and editor at Vox, wrote about Kamala Harris's identity recently in an article there. And Nisha, you point out that while a lot of people knew or thought of Harris as Black, for many people it was news that she also has this Asian American heritage. And your article points out that multiracial people like Harris can sometimes face double discrimination, where South Asians may not, you know, be viewed as South Asian enough, right? Or Black people say that might not be Black enough. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So for my piece, I interviewed a great academic, Diana Sanchez, who studies multiracial identity in America. And she talked about that phenomenon that people of color face, you know, discrimination as it is, but multiracial people in particular face what she calls dual discrimination, because they get sort of pressure from both of the communities that they are members of for not being enough. I mean, we've already seen in the last week, since Kamala Harris has sort of come back into the national spotlight, there have been critiques of her not being Black enough. And then on the other side, there are critiques from South Asians and South Asian Americans of her not being Indian enough and not talking about her South Asian heritage enough. And it's really sort of a unique pressure that multiracial people feel that you know, they are not fully accepted often in either community and are often facing discrimination from both of these communities. And so, you know, she's also getting now there's birtherism theories that have been circulated last week about how she might not be a naturalized U.S. citizen. So she's facing even more
false theories, we should say right up front, right? False.
Yes. Absolutely. She is born in America. Right. The truth. And there have been, yes, false conspiracy theories circulating about her perhaps not being a U.S. citizen, again, is one of those things that you know, people of color, and especially people who have immigrant parents, it's a special type of discrimination that they often face.
Absolutely. I want to read, and we've only got a couple of minutes here, but one of our Text the 21st group listeners, we asked about what they thought about their Joe Biden's selection of Kamala Harris as a running mate. Jan from Savoy said, delighted. She brings legal and policy experience, warmth and humor, and several demographic groups can see themselves in her candidacy. We need her energy, and we need to get out of the exclusive old white men's club of this administration. Senator Collins, I'm wondering what your reaction is to that comment, and the idea that different demographics groups might see themselves in Harris's candidacy. Is this significant for the Democratic Party?
Of course, and I greatly agree. Representation matters, but moving beyond it being symbolic, hopefully from the selection, we will actually see substantive gains. Not just having a Black face like Charles, Supreme Court Justice Thomas, just having a Black in a position of power doesn't really mitigate many of the ills the society has impacted marginalized communities. So hopefully the symbolic first moves to be more substantive as we move forward in policy, hoping to shape policy and address issues that impact women, impact women from their healthcare, their education, even gun violence. So looking at the policy changes that might be born from, be the harvest from this election.
And I'm afraid that's all the time we have for this conversation. It's always a good sign when you want it to just keep going. And there is, of course, a lot more to say. The conversation will continue online. You can always tweet us at 21st Show. That's at 21st Show. Senator Jackie Collins represents the 16th District of Illinois. And we've also been speaking with Nisha Chittal, who's a journalist and editor at Vox. And her recent article is called "The Kamala Harris Identity Debate Shows How America Still Struggles to Talk About Multiracial People." We'll tweet out a link to that. Senator and Nisha, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And that is all the time we have. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Albasan's our engagement producer. She runs Text the 21st, which you should sign up for. Details about that on our website. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.